Break the Sky, a Parks and Recreation fanfic by Listed Heart, read by Sophon Isba. "Babe," Andy says, "I just want you to know, if I've ever objectified you, I'm sorry." April looks up at him. His face is so earnest that it makes her want to laugh, and she would, if it were anyone other than Andy. With Andy, it just makes her smile, want to reach out and poke him or something, so he laughs instead. She says. "That's fine, I guess. I don't think you have." "But the patriarchy," Andy begins. Patriarchy is his favorite word recently. April could tell the day he finally got it after one of his classes, because he started using it in everyday conversations, and it started actually making sense. "The patriarchy blows," April says. "You don't. Come on, come here and help me with this." He grins at her, and half an hour later they have their indoor mini-golf course set up, with Ben's shoes and briefcase as the key obstacles, umbrellas as makeshift golf clubs. "Do you think our sex is violent?" Andy asks. "No," April looks at him. "Do you want it to be?" Andy looks startled. "What? No, I just... Today in class, we were talking about..." "Andy," April interrupts. "You need to take my word on this over anyone else's, okay? Sex is great." "It's not invasive?" April shrugs. "Kind of, I guess, but mostly it's awesome." She offers him a smile, raises her eyebrow. "That's all kind of part of it. I'll show you sometime, if you like." Andy laughs like she's joking, and she kind of was, but April just smirks at him. She could show him, is the thing. She knows how these things work, after all. It's just that things are really great as they are, the way Andy feels so big when he's leaning over her, his hands firm and hot, the goofy grin he gets right after he comes, and how he's never been too shy to ask if she got off, too. "You'd tell me, though, right?" Andy adds. "If you did think that." April gives him another long look. It's kind of a dumb question, and he seems to realize this after a few seconds, because he laughs again, sheepish this time. "Right," he says. "Love you, babe." "Love you, too," she says. And this is great, too, the way he kisses her every time she says it, even though she still can't help the blush the words spark off in her chest. "Hey," Andy says. His voice is low and quiet, scratchy at the start of the word, and his breath is coming fast, stuttering off into a gasp as April runs her nails down over the sweaty skin of his back while he gets the condom on. "Do you want to go on top?" April doesn't think anything of it for a few seconds, nodding and rolling out from underneath Andy so she can straddle him instead. She leans down over him to kiss him again, and she always kind of misses her long hair when they're like this, the way it would fall like a curtain and hide them. But then Andy rolls his hips up at just the right angle and she gets distracted, shudders. She shifts back, holds on to the base of his dick, and lowers herself down onto him slowly, breathing out shakily, allowing herself a quick grin at the dazed look on his face. Once he's all the way in, Andy's hands tighten on her hips, fingertips digging in. He loosens his grip fast, says, "Shit, sorry." "What?" April says. It's hard to keep track of things when he's this deep inside her, all she can focus on, his chest firm under her hands as she steadies herself. Then something clicks, just as she's about to start moving, and so she doesn't. After a few long beats of both of them staying still, Andy lets out a little whine. "Babe, did you want me to go on top because it's hot?" April demands, lifting up just a little, rocking back down, angling her hips until it's just right, shifting soft noises from her that she's long given up trying to hold in. "Or because you're still worried about being like this patriarchal douchebag?" Andy takes a couple of seconds to answer. He still looks a little dazed, staring up at her, lips parted. "Both?" "You're like..." April says, and starts moving in earnest now, breath coming faster, back arched. "The least douchebaggy guy that I've ever met," Andy moans beneath her. "I wouldn't be with you otherwise, okay? You gotta remember that. Don't be lame. You're too cool. You're missing the point a bit." Andy nods, doesn't say anything else, just rubs one large hand over her back until he can cup the back of her neck and pull her down close enough to kiss again, his other hand still on her hip, grip tightening and loosening each time she squeezes around him. She lets it go then, losing herself to the feeling, to the heat and the slick sounds where their bodies meet and the creaks of the mattress. "I don't know what you want," she adds a while later, thighs shaking, close now, going back to the subject of him being ridiculous mostly just to hold out for longer. "Like, there are things, things you can change and things you can't, and things that, like, don't even need it. Unless you want me to fuck you to show you." And Andy groans, louder than ever, hips jerking up, and he comes like the sudden force of it startles him. "Relax, okay?" April says. She feels kind of weird about this, excited anticipation curling tight in her stomach. She's seen this before, in porn and then in real life, because gay boyfriend was never just a nickname. But she's never done it herself, and the lube feels cold and sticky on her fingers. Andy is stretched out across the bed, though, on his stomach, head pillowed on his arms, tilted to look trustingly at her, and something about that makes April's breath kind of catch in her throat. "Relaxed?" she repeats, and he nods, flashing her a half-nervous, half-encouraging grin. And she rubs her free hand over the curve of his ass before she slides her fingers along his crack, the lube making everywhere she touches slick. And when the pad of her fingertip rubs over his entrance, he makes a soft noise. "Yeah? Come on," Andy says. "Do it. I can take it." "I know you can, baby," she says, and leans over him so she can brush her lips across his shoulder, dry and brief reassurance for both of them. She'd never admit she needs reassuring, especially when she's not the one in a vulnerable position here. But she's sort of just a little bit nervous of fucking it up. "Okay, I'm gonna... Tell me if it's not good, okay?" Andy laughs, but the sound winds down into a harsh exhale of air as April slowly, slowly presses a finger inside of him. It's weird. The lube is helping her move easily enough, once she's past the initial resistance, but it's nothing like when she's fingered herself. There's more friction. Feels like there's no space to move at all. She waits until she's worked her finger all the way in, and then gives it a few seconds, then crooks it gently, tiny movements to get him used to it. And Andy says softly, "Wow, dude." "Is it weird?" April asks. "Yeah, no," Andy says. "I don't know, it's like, oh shit, yeah," he adds. And April knows that's not an answer to the question anymore. She keeps her finger angled the way it is, stroking softly, rubbing another finger around where he's wet and slowly beginning to open for her, and he moans. "Can you take another one?" she asks, and the words make her cheeks flush red, and Andy groans in the way April knows means yes by now. It's harder to get the second finger in, but once it is, Andy rolls his hips back like he's really adjusting to it now. Like maybe it feels good enough that he wants more already. April tries to get back to that angle that made him swear, and she must do, because the next time he groans, it's muffled into the pillow, and he's lifted up just a little on his elbows, pushing back. April tiptoes the fingers of her free hand across the small of his back, down over his hips and around to his front, and he moans again as she brushes the head of his dick, still hard, sticky now too, burning hot under her touch. She realizes, with a sudden jolt, that she's kind of crazy turned on by this as well. "Dude," she says. She giggles, which would be sort of mortifying in any other situation, but "I'm fucking you." Andy laughs, breathless and choppy. "Yeah." "And do you feel, like, violated?" "No." He lets out another low, rough noise. "I feel kind of awesome, actually." She watches his hands clench in the sheets. "Context," she says, and gropes blindly around her until she grabs the lube again, not wanting to look away from how he looks like this, stretched out and still so much bigger than her, starting to come apart. She's getting kind of a rhythm going. It helps, probably, being a girl and doing this, At least she knows how great a good rhythm can feel. It's hot if you want it. Totally hot. She pours some more lube out, clumsy with the wrong hand, and then rubs a third finger over him. Do you want another? He breathes in deeply, lets it out as another moan. Hell yeah. April grins. When she glances down, she can hardly believe how it looks. Andy stretched around her. And she's got small hands, thin fingers, but it's still three that are holding him open, and seriously. It's hotter than she'd ever have imagined, and in her mind, it was already kind of great. There's enough lube now that her fingers slide easily, Andy more open around her, and nothing feels cold and sticky anymore. Everything is hot and slick and tight. Fuck, Andy, she says. A little like it's all his own fault how turned on she is by this. You're so hot. She runs the palm of her hand over the curve of his ass again, and even his skin is hot to the touch. I'm so turned on, he says. Jesus, I didn't think. I know, right? April experiments with sliding her fingers half out before pressing back in, rather than just crooking and stroking, and Andy shudders beneath her, hips rocking back again to take it. She's really fucking him now, she thinks. Like, actually fucking. And she says, do you want it hard and fast or slower? And Andy lets out a noise that sounds a little pained and drops his whole upper body back down to the mattress as his elbows give out, shoving one hand down between his legs. It's just as loud as he normally tends to get during sex, the curse he groans out as he wraps his fingers around himself. I don't know, he gasps. Just this. This is good. I don't know, April. Okay, she says. Okay, come on. And it doesn't even take much longer, keeping the rhythm up, matching her timing to the back and forward motion of his hips as he shoves into his fist and then presses back onto her fingers like he can't work out which he prefers. When he comes, his ass clenches around her fingers tight, and she doesn't even register that he's coming all over their sheets when they only did the laundry like a week ago, because she can't believe how it feels. Andy is loud usually, loud in life, but he's louder now. The high-pitched noises he makes in the back of his throat more like whines, choked out and desperate, grunting roughly as April keeps fucking him through it. He's panting, forehead pressed into the pillows, his body slack against the mattress. He looks so relaxed. He's all fucked out, April realizes. He mumbles her name, clenching again as she slowly slides her fingers out. And everything about it is so hot that she has to press her hand between her legs, the one not all gross now and covered in lube, rocking up against her palm and feeling how wet she is just from this, from him hardly touching her at all. Andy, she says, her voice tight and wound up. And he rolls over and blinks up at her, goofy as ever, and pulls her over him, urging her to shift up and up his body until she gets it. She braces herself against the wall, his hands firm on her hips, letting him pull her down over his mouth. His breath tickles her, and then his mouth is open and hot and wet, and April moans and rubs up into the pressure of his tongue, and forgets to even worry about spreading lube all over the wall, lost in chasing the pleasure. We should do that more often, Andy says. He hasn't moved in around 15 minutes, sprawled across their bed, grinning and sweaty and sated, still looking totally fucked out, like he hadn't just eaten April out until her legs were twitching and she was shaking all over. Because, shit, April. I mean, like, shit. April nods. She feels just as blissful, loose and relaxed, and probably never going to move again. But then she lifts her head from his chest and raises an eyebrow. As long as you'll go back to fucking me too, right? Andy laughs. Totally. He traces his fingers over her shoulders, down over her collarbones, drifting automatically to the curve of her breasts. Fuck. I love feminism. The end.